听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 9, Lesson 1, Exercise 2.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Mr. Lee, how can I help you?
Well, I'd like to talk about a bank loan.
Ah, a loan?
Yes. I want to borrow some money to buy a racehorse.
A racehorse?
Yes.I think I need about 500,000 Hong Kong dollars.
You'd like us to lend you about 500,000 Hong Kong dollars to buy a racehorse?
Yes, that should be about right.
I think we need to discuss this in detail, Mr. Lee. I think the best thing is for you to see one of our financial advisors. All right?
Great. Thank you.
Unit 9. Lesson 1. Exercise 5.
So, Mr. Lee, you'd like to borrow 500,000 Hong Kong dollars to buy a racehorse?
Yes, I've seen this wonderful horse.
First, we need to have a look at your finances. What is your income?
I have no income. Well, no regular income, that is.
You have no income. So, how are you going to make the repayments on the loan?
This horse is going to be a winner. I know it.
What about capital, Mr. Lee? Have you got any capital?
Oh yes, I've got about 50,000 Hong Kong dollars at the moment.
50,000 Hong Kong dollars capital. And, how is that invested?
Invested? Well, it's in a suitcase in my bedroom at the moment. But I shall be investing it very soon.
Unit 9. Lesson 1. Exercise 6.
When I set up in business on my own, the first thing I needed, of course, was money. And where's the best place to borrow money? A bank.Well, I was so badly prepared, I didn't get the money. And I found out that I'd approached the bank in completely the wrong way. So, I talked to a financial advisor and found out what I needed to know about putting together a business plan. It made all the difference.
Unit 9, Lesson 2.Exercise 1.
Well, it's a lovely apartment. It's very expensive. How much will the bank lend you?
Well, we only need to borrow about half the price of the apartment. We've got enough capital to cover the rest ourselves.
And what about repaying the loan?
Don't worry. I'm on a good income now.And Jenny is earning too. We can easily afford the monthly repayments.
So when is your appointment at the bank?
Tomorrow.
Well, you seem to have thought of everything. I hope it goes well.
So do I. Jenny will kill me if we don't get this apartment. So have you got all the financial details you need?
Yes, I think so.I've got details of your income and capital. Oh, just one more thing. We'll need security on a loan of this size.
Yes, well, my fiancé's father has agreed to guarantee the loan. I've got the form here somewhere. Yes, there you are.
That seems fine, Mr. Liu. Well, it'll take a couple of days to process your application.But you should receive written confirmation of the loan in a few days.
So the bank will agree to the loan?
Yes, I can't see any problems with your application.
Wonderful, thank you. Right, I must go and phone Jenny immediately.
Unit 9, Lesson 2, Exercise 5.
With your application. I can't see any problems with your application. That seems fine. I can't see any problems with your application.
To process your application. A couple of days to process your application. It'll take a couple of days to process your application.
In a few days. Written confirmation of the loan in a few days. You should receive written confirmation of the loan in a few days.
Unit 9. Lesson 2. Exercise 7.
We had some capital to start the business, but it wasn't enough to do all the things we needed to do. We had to ask the bank for money. They were happy to give us a loan, but they wanted security. The only thing we had was our house. I was very worried we would lose it. But happily, the business has been very successful.
Unit 9. Lesson 3. Exercise 2.
Now, about your order for next year.
Yes, we'll be needing around 500,000 units. Can you offer us the same unit price as last year?
Well, we've had to increase prices a little because of inflation and the cost of raw materials. But we're still offering an extremely good price for regular customers.
I see.
The unit price is 20 cents. But if you buy 700,000 units or more, then I can offer a discount of 15% on the price per unit.
I think I can do better than that.
Well, I might be able to increase the discount if you can agree to payment within 30 days.
Payment within 30 days? Yes, I think we could agree to that.
Okay. We could do a 20% discount on 700,000 units with payment within 30 days. That's the best I can offer.
20% on 700,000 and payment within 30 days. Yes, I think that's acceptable. Okay, let's talk about delivery dates.
Unit 9. Lesson 3. Exercise 6.
When I first started buying for the company, I made a number of stupid mistakes. I thought bargaining was something you did in market and not in business, and that bargaining might seem rude. So to start with, I almost always bought goods at the first price the salesperson offered. Really stupid. I had to learn to negotiate, learn how to get a good discount, and pay the best possible price. I'm a much better buyer now.
Unit 9. Lesson 4. Exercise 2.
Now, can we discuss your payment terms?
Yes, we are very flexible. You can pay weekly or monthly, by check or by bank transfer, whatever suits you best.
Right. I think we prefer to pay by bank transfer monthly.
That's fine. Now, I'll need to take details of your bank account.
Unit 9. Lesson 4. Exercise 3.
That was a lovely meal, Sheila. But I'll have to make a move now. Can I have the bill, please? I have another appointment in 30 minutes.
Right, fine.
Your bill, sir?
Right. Can I pay by credit card?
No, I'm sorry, sir. Cash or checks only.
Oh, dear. I haven't managed to change any traveler's checks yet. So I haven't got any local currency.
No problem. I'll take care of the bill. Don't worry, there's a bank just around the corner. You can change money there. The exchange rate's pretty good today.
Unit 9. Lesson 4. Exercise 7.
I don't carry much cash with me now. We seem to be moving towards a cashless society. You can pay for almost everything with credit cards or direct debit cards. Even taxis take cards now in some cities. Plastic money is okay, but it can be dangerous. It doesn't seem real somehow. And sometimes you just don't realize how much you've spent.